Good morning and welcome to our All Age service on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent. We hope that as families you can join together to share in this service as we consider the messages that were given and received that very first Christmas. As we come together now, let's pray. As we share in this service together, we pray that we will know your presence with us, Lord, that we might consider the accounts of that first Christmas in a new way, and that we might hear you speak to us. God of joy, fill us with joy this Christmas time, a true and lasting joy from knowing you as our Saviour and friend. We pray for those who are struggling at this time, that in the situation that they are in, they might know you with them and experience something of your peace, love, and joy in them. Amen. The light group are now going to light our fourth Advent candle, and then various groups from the church will lead us through the service.
Today is the fourth Sunday in Advent, and Lisa will be lighting the candles. We thank you, Jesus, for the joy you gave as we prepare for Christmas time. Light of the world, shine on us.
Son of the Most High. We're going to go back to a time hundreds of years before Jesus was born to meet a man named Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet, a man who heard messages from God and passed these messages on to the people.
Hello, my name is Isaiah. I live in Judah.
Isaiah had some pretty hard messages from God to the people. Because, you know, they started to ignore God and what they knew about him.
I know God's been there for us in the past, but I don't think we need him to look after us any longer.
You people need to stop rebelling against God. Wash yourselves and be clean. Let me no longer see your evil deeds. Give up your wicked ways. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed.
Isaiah heard from God what was going to happen, and he told the people what could be expected. A light would shine in the darkness, and Israel would be great once again.
God says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. These will be his royal titles: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His ever-expanding, peaceful government will never end. He will rule forever with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David. The passionate commitment of the Lord Almighty will guarantee this."
Well, Isaiah has told us that a child is going to be born, but I wonder when we can expect this to happen.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favoured one, the Lord is with you." Stopped in her day, plans interrupted, next steps disrupted, chosen for something greater. Her purpose for God's service. Greatly troubled and lost in wonder, but the angel assured her, "Do not be afraid." It's a human response to an extraordinary greeting. There's no perfect way, no certain words to say, apart from with sincerity, called to respond with integrity. Honest emotion, not to put up a facade or turn away from what was spoken. "And behold, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary responded with integrity. Yes, she feared and she questioned, but while apprehensive, she was leaning in, delving deeper, not allowing what she heard to consume her thoughts to where her fears were. "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" With tendencies just like you and I, she questioned. She doubted, and yet all in God's plan. This was her destiny, and still she was disrupted. Because sometimes our calling takes us out of our comfort zone. Crowns laid down at the throne, surrendered for his mission, his plans and his vision. Even though Mary was walking in her calling, it still shook her. She still questioned. But she questioned from a posture of faith, still seeking his face and trusting God beyond her circumstances. What kind of faith do you really walk in? Because all that talking is pointless if you're not willing to walk in surrender, and no pretender will move the barriers before them. Only those fixed on the heart of our defender will see the walls come down. So are you devoted? Or are you distracted? Or are you devoted to being distracted, a faith inactive, waiting to be impacted? Because it's time to get your eyes back on Jesus, back on the source and back on the course God has set for your life. Not letting fear get in the way of what God has for us, but tuning into what he's taught us, living from his word and not others' opinions. Because fear says when you shout, nothing will happen. but when you shout from passion, it releases attraction, a chain reaction of people drawing closer. And what did Mary do in her fear? She kept her eyes fixed on God, He who brings peace, He who surrounds, whose love abounds, and who time and time again breaks out of the constraints we place upon Him to speak to us. And in her doubting, the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." You see, when you know the who, the how is not important. Get caught up in the wonder and presence of who, and He'll work through. God's not looking for you to be eligible. He's looking for you to be available, to say, "Send me, I'll go. Choose me, I'll do it. Take me to your people, I trust you all the way through it." For nothing is impossible with God. He'll use you in spite of you when you proclaim, "God, you're the King of my heart, and you hold the throne forever there to reign. Yours higher than any other name." We hold a sacred gift of a gracious God who desires to meet with us. Make the passion of your life seeking after God. Give Him your attention and see how your relationship strengthens. Because what you hear the loudest is what you've spent the most time with. So let that be His voice. And that means making a choice of surrender and laying it all at the cross and leaving it there. And being prepared to go where He calls, not staying strapped up and stalled, but walking in radical obedience, all in the name of His glory. And with wonder in her mind and submission in her spirit, Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
Hiya, Eric. What can I do to help you?
Catherine, I'm a bit troubled because I've been sent some pictures and I'm sure it's something to do with Christmas, but I haven't got a clue what's going on. So I was just wondering if you had any idea.
Well, I don't know what they are. Are they meant to be some Christmas carols? But the picture...
It's something like that, a picture. But I don't know what it's about.
I know who's good at carols. Why don't you ask the worship group to help you out?
Catherine, the worship group. I wouldn't let them loose in the shops. They'll have no idea, that lot. And I'll tell you, the CLT will be just as bad. I wouldn't bother with them.
Oh, dear. Well, how about the rest of the church? There's lots of other clever people in our church. I bet some of them can help you out.
Actually, that's not a bad idea, because some of the kids could ask their mum and dads if they got a bit stuck. But
yeah.
Actually, I think that's a really good idea. Yeah, let's go for it.
We'll give it a go. I'll show it to the rest of the church and we'll see if they can come up with the answers. See ya, Eric.
Great idea. Bye.
What's the answer to number one, John?
Here it comes.
About number two, John.
Here it is. Slight variation.
And number three?
Okay, can we see them?
Do with some help for number four. Okay.
Howie, man, you should get this.
How about number five, John?
Okay.
Help us out with number six.
Easy, isn't it?
got number 7. It was a tricky one.
Really hard.
And finally, John, what is number 8?
Oh, it's everyone's favourite.
Meet Joseph. Joseph is a carpenter. He makes things from wood with his hands.
Hi, I'm Joseph. Do you like this? It's one of the things I've made. It's an eagle. I'd better pack up my tools. So tired. I need to speak to Mary. She's my girlfriend, but might have to wait till morning. You see, we were supposed to get married soon, and the thing is, a weird thing happened. Just yesterday, she told me she was pregnant. I don't understand. Apparently, an angel told her it's God's baby she's having. I'm just going to have to call off the engagement and disappear quietly.
So Joseph went home and he went to bed. And he fell fast asleep. But during the night, he had a very unusual visitor.
Joseph! Joseph! Listen up! Don't you be going and calling off your engagement with Mary. Don't be scared or worried about what people will think. You and Mary should still get married, and the baby she's going to have is God's son. And when he's born, you are to give him the name Jesus, and he will forgive the people for all their sins. Jim, many, many years ago, Isaiah told us to expect this, and now it's coming true.
Well, that was weird. Never met an angel before. I did meet an angel, didn't I? Yes, I'm sure it was. If that was an angel from God, then the best thing I can do is do what the angel said.
And that's just what Joseph did. Joseph obeyed God.
Howdy, sheep boys. I got some good news.
What? New phone? Who's this?
Are you kidding? Look up.
Whoa!
Chill out, bro. Keep your tea towel on. Here to tell you about the Messiah.
The messy what?
I guess being born in a stable might mean you got a bit messy, but wrapped up in cloths lying in a manger, so he's all Gucci now.
Whoa, slow down. I'm so confused right now. Start from the top, I'm really just scared.
Give this a try. Good news, great joy for all peeps.
Okay.
Yo, a baby's born in Bethlehem and he brings peace on earth, goodwill to all peeps.
Woo!
He's a son of God and here on earth. So if you're excited, then sing this verse. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king.
Well, I'm down with that.
Gotta go. Bye, dudes.
Ew, let's bounce, bro. I'm proper buzzing.
Yay.
Come on, lads.
I am so bored. I mean, nothing's going on. I've been on the trail for the Star of Bethlehem for weeks now. I mean, we've had this prophecy about a star for ages. To be honest, I am tired of all this astronomy and stargazing. I'm thinking about giving it all up and being a monk and taking up horticulture.
Numbers 24:17 is the Hebrew text. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
Ooh, trust you to know all of that off by heart, you nerd. You've always been top of the class ever since primary school.
And you were always top of the class running over the roof.
Well, I just don't understand what this whole trip is about anyway. There shall come a star out of Jacob. I mean, who's Jacob anyway? Is that a TV show? And what does it mean by stars? Like Beyonce? And why are we trying to follow a star? I mean, that's just so first century. Why didn't we get a sat-nav?
I sometimes wonder how you managed to pass the exams at Wise Man's School. We've been on a trail of an astronomical event, and all you're talking about is pop stars.
It's on about a Messiah coming for the people of Israel. Someone will come out of the house of Jacob, Israel, and change things for the people. That's why we're excited. It's about stars in the heavens and a new star on earth. He may not be a pop star, but he's going to be massive.
But why do we have to come on these camels? I mean, look at my camel, Boris. Typical. I got the miserable one. Offered him some water yesterday and he spat it right back in my face. And man, are they uncomfortable. And the food, don't even get me started. Worse than I'm a celebrity.
It's well known that wise men have camels. It's just the done thing. And it's not like we could car share in a pandemic, is it? Anyway, let's not lose focus. We're here to find a star, as it's written in the prophecy, and then follow it to find the newborn king.
And what gifts did they give us to bring anyway? I know what we should be bringing. Maybe some new clothes from Mecca Care, definitely a few nappies, and I'd throw in some little toys as well.
To be honest, I haven't looked at the gifts yet. Let's get one. Let's see what's going to be in here. First of all, they've given us gold. Pity they never give us any gold.
Gold? I mean, they can't even pay us a decent wage, and they send us out for miles on camels and give us gold to give away. The only gold I ever get are those edible chocolate coins. Well, that just does it. I've had enough.
We're bringing gold for a king. It's what kings get.
What else did the management send for this king? What is this? Frankincense? What's that for?
That's for aromatherapy, isn't it? So let's get this straight. We're off to see the King of the Jews and we're taking him some aromatherapy oils.
No, it's about worship. In the Hebrew text, it says, he is to take a censer full of burning coals from the altar before the Lord and two handfuls of finely ground fragrant incense and take them behind the curtain. That's Leviticus 16:12.
Ooh!
Now you really need to get out more. No one will be reading these Hebrew texts in 2,000 years' time.
Let's see what the third gift is. I wonder what it's going to be. Might be a really good Lego set. Let's see. Myrrh?
I'm no longer even surprised by these ridiculous gifts. Unreal. Melchior, I expect you'll have something clever to say about this.
Well, actually, they use myrrh for burial. But I wonder what that signifies in the life of the king. It must be a sign, though. But I haven't seen anything written in the skies. Maybe we've just missed it. I hate to be the bearer of good news, but if I am not mistaken, and I never am, there's a new star rising in the sky. After all, that prophecy could have been talking about a rising star.
Are you sure you haven't just seen another UFO? Have you been watching X-Files reruns again?
No, seriously. The skies are clearing and you can see a star rising.
I can see it. At last is the sign in the skies that the charts have been foretelling. Where's that star going? Is it Bethlehem?
Well, that would line up with Micah 5:2 in the Hebrew text.
You and your Hebrew texts. In a minute, you'll be telling me the baby will be born to a virgin called Mary.
Right then, let's go and get Donald and the other camels and follow that star. It seems that we are off to meet the King of the Jews.
At the first hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Our Saviour Jesus is born. As the second hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the third hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. In Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the fourth hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the fifth hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the sixth hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Angels are singing peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the seventh hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. All heaven's blazing, angels are singing peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the eighth hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. With shepherds watching, all heaven blazing, angels are singing peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the ninth hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Many sheep are bleating, with shepherds watching, all heaven's blazing, angels are singing peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the tenth hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Local people dozing, many sheep are bleating, with shepherds watching, all heaven's blazing, angels are singing peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the 11th hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Dawn's light has broken, local people dozing, many sheep are bleating, with shepherds watching, all heaven's blazing, angels are singing peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Saviour Jesus is born. At the 12th hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Why wise men are riding, dawn's light is broken, local people are dozing, many sheep are bleating, with shepherds watching, all heaven blazing, angels are singing, peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, a Saviour Jesus is born.
Our first message this morning was a message given by Isaiah, a message to a people who were turning their back on God. His message to the people is to expect. Expect a light to be shone in the darkness. Expect a child to be born. Expect that this child will be the Son of God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In our second message, we remembered the message of the angel to Mary. A message which must have been daunting. A message with so much uncertainty attached. But a message which Mary accepted and chose to respond to by praising God. It was again an angel who shared the next message, a message to Joseph in a dream. Joseph was so uncertain about what he should do. Should he break off his engagement with Mary? What would people think? I think his initial reaction to Mary's news was understandable. However, after hearing the message from the angel in his dream, he knew not to be afraid. He knew what he must do, and he chose to obey. Next, we had our shepherds, just getting on with their job, out on the hillside watching the sheep. It's the middle of the night, and suddenly the sky is lit up like Blackpool illuminations, though I suspect a little more tasteful. And there are angels singing. A baby has been born, a special baby, a baby who will save the world. And the shepherds are to go, leave their sheep and go and find the baby. And so they went. And finally, the wise men. They knew the sky so well, and a new star in the sky had to mean something, a message in the stars. And so they follow the unusual star they've spotted and follow it right to where they find Jesus. These accounts are well known to us. We know the messages that were given all those years ago. But it's the same message that we are given today. The message that God came to earth as a baby to live amongst us and to teach us and to die to save us from our sins. Just consider this for a moment. And consider how this year you are going to respond to God's message to you. Will you be expectant for the things that God will do? Will you praise him? Will you choose to obey him even if things get tough or are uncomfortable? Is there somewhere where God's calling you? And like the shepherds went, will you go? Will you choose to follow him and stick at it, like the wise men did, however long the journey might take? How will you respond to God's message to you this Christmas? And finally, I'd like to thank everybody who's been involved in this service and wish you all a very happy Christmas.